Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And because it's the first and the greatest, we should give it considerable attention. Really, if we want to keep our spiritual life simple, a person, a Christian, could focus just on that. Loving God with all of their heart, mind, soul, and strength. If a person woke up in the morning and made that resolution every day, every morning you wake up, you say, today, I'm really going to strive to love God with all of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my strength. And then, at the end of the day, a little examination of conscience. You know, have I today loved God with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength? If a person did that every day, they would make quick spiritual progress. Just doing that simple thing, focusing on that simple first and greatest commandment. Now, here we see in the gospel the famous widow's mite, right? Notice how God does not consider the greatness of the gift in and of itself, but with respect to the one making the gift. The widow is loving God with all of her heart, her mind, her soul, and her strength. But she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. She's given everything. And this is what we are called to do, to give everything, our whole mind, our heart, our soul, our strength, to the love of God. And yet the others, the wealthy people, who gave more, actually gave less, because they gave from their surplus wealth. You see how they weren't loving God with all of their mind, their heart, their soul, and their strength. Today's first reading talks about following the Lamb wherever he goes. Right? The book of Revelation explaining to us those who are saved, those who are in heaven, those who have been ransomed from the earth. And it says, these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. You see, this is wherever God inspires us. Whatever God inspires us to do, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Because following the Lamb wherever he goes means loving him with all of your mind, heart, soul, and strength. And so this widow was inspired to give everything, her whole livelihood. She followed the Lamb wherever he went. The saints who we commemorate today, St. Andrew Dung Lok and his companion martyrs, they loved God with all of their strength. They followed the Lamb where he led them, which was to martyrdom. And so you see how the spiritual life, not all that complicated, right? We just have to love God as much as we can. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.